Good morning, everyone. Well, the Aussie market is back online today after being shut on Thursday for a public holiday, and there is a lot of catching up to do. So let's take a look at the US market, which fell back last night by approximately a third of a percent for the Dow Jones, about 0.8% for the S&P 500, and around 1.4% for the NASDAQ, which continues to be the biggest mover in both directions at the moment. Now, it was an interesting session last night, at least, because in the last couple of hours of the session, the US market actually staged quite an impressive comeback, only to have that completely wiped out in the final 10 to 15 minutes of the session. So as I said, back in negative territory. Over the prior 2 days, we've had back-to-back falls in excess of 1%, and it means that in 8 days, the US market has fallen by approximately 8%. Now, the big thing that happened over the past couple of days globally was that we continue to see central banks raising interest rates. We had higher rates in Switzerland, higher rates in Norway. The UK has raised rates for a seventh straight meeting by approximately half a percent. And then we've also had the US central bank doing the same, but more aggressively. This was the big piece of news in the past 48 hours or so. The Fed raised rates by 75 basis points for a third straight meeting. Now, that was actually widely expected. There were 89 of 96 economists who were surveyed actually anticipated that move. But what seemed to catch the market off guard and resulted in a 1.7% decline for the US market was the outlook, which was quite a bit more hawkish than many had expected. So basically, the Fed acknowledged that the possibility of recession. He said that the chances of a so-called soft landing are diminishing as interest rates are continuing to lift. He said that more rate hikes will be necessary. And the market is now pricing in at least 1% of additional rate hikes by the end of this year. Now, the Fed only has two meetings left this year, one at the start of November and the other in mid-December. The Fed also now expects interest rates to peak at about 4.6% next year. Now, to give you a sense of what that means, 3 months ago, in the last time it came out with its dot points to basically signal what it's expecting for rates, it was expecting a peak of 3.75%. So in 3 months, it's gone from a 3.75% peak to 4.6%. This is all things that have certainly rattled markets in the past couple of days. It already had an impact on the US share market as well. In fact, the S&P 500 has had 413 of 500 stocks dropping back in the past day. And in fact, in the last 2 days, some very heavy declines for companies that need an economy to be doing reasonably well and need discretionary spending. So for example, casino operators, airlines, travel stocks quite broadly, hotels, booking companies. I mean, they've slumped. We've had the likes of Caesars down 16%, Expedia down 12%, MGM, Wynn Resorts, Marriott, Las Vegas Sands, Hilton, Booking, and American Airlines. All of those stocks fell on average between around 10% to as much as 20%. So the thinking here goes, of course, if rates are rising more aggressively and the chances of recession have increased, it means people have fewer dollars in their pockets to go out and spend. And if they do have some money left over, they're not as likely to actually go on a nice holiday, go to a nice hotel and travel as they are to just spend on the bare essentials. So that's the reason for the declines there. Elsewhere, we've also had declines across the Dow Jones as well. In fact, on the Dow, we had 21 of the 30 stocks there dropping back, led by Amex, which is down 3.8. Boeing was down 3.2. Goldman Sachs and Walt Disney also down in the order of 2% as well. Some of the best performers, though, were Merck, which rose 3.5%. It reported a favorable patent infringement ruling. Johnson & Johnson up close to 2% as well. But keep in mind that vaccine makers, pharmaceutical companies as well, have really struggled prior few days because of some comments from President Joe Biden, who essentially declared that the pandemic is over. Now, if we look forward to our market today, well, it looks like we're going to get off to a rough start. SPY futures currently pointing to a decline of around 17 points or a quarter of a percent. But keep in mind that we are playing catch up with the rest of the world that already had an opportunity to react to the Fed's decision and the more hawkish outlook. So it wouldn't be surprising if in early trade, the market is down perhaps by around that 1% mark. Now today, there's really not a huge amount out to really move the needle today. There's not a lot of economic news in Australia. There's barely any across the region as well, but there still will be a few things to watch. We've got quite a bit of money being paid out in dividends from stocks like QBE and Iress and Mineral Resources and Tabcorp as well. But over the week, week, about $17 billion in divs have been paid to investors. Now, mind you, 70% of that has come from one company, and that was BHP, which paid out about $12 billion. But we've also had Rio, Telstra, IAG, Santos, just to name a few others as well. Commodity prices were mostly firmer, with oil lifting 0.7% to about $83 per barrel, but gold rose a third, iron ore up about 0.2%, and the Aussie dollar around the weakest it's been in a couple of years at about 66.4 US cents. Enjoy the day.